Chapter 1, The Anatomy of the Eye. The human eye is an intricate and highly specialized organ responsible for capturing light and converting it into visual information. It works in coordination with the brain to process images, allowing individuals to perceive their surroundings with clarity and depth. The eye's complex structure consists of multiple components, each playing a vital role in vision. Understanding the anatomy of the eye is essential for grasping how vision functions and how various conditions can impact sight. The outermost layer of the eye includes the cornea and sclera. The cornea is a transparent, dome-shaped structure that acts as the primary refractive surface, bending incoming light toward the lens. It is highly sensitive and protects the eye from dust, debris, and harmful microorganisms. Surrounding the cornea, the sclera, commonly known as the white of the eye, provides structural support and serves as a protective outer layer. The conjunctiva, a thin membrane covering the sclera and inner eyelids, helps keep the eye moist and prevents infections. Behind the cornea lies the aqueous humor, a clear fluid that maintains intraocular pressure and provides nutrients to the eye. The iris, the colored part of the eye, regulates the amount of light entering the eye by adjusting the size of the pupil. In bright light, the iris constricts the pupil to reduce light intake, while in dim conditions, it dilates to allow more light in. This automatic adjustment ensures optimal vision under varying lighting conditions. The crystalline lens, located behind the iris, plays a crucial role in focusing light onto the retina. It changes shape through the action of the ciliary muscles, allowing the eye to switch focus between near and distant objects, a process known as accommodation. Over time, the lens loses flexibility, leading to presbyopia, a common age-related condition that affects near vision. Behind the lens, the vitreous humor, a gel-like substance, fills the central cavity of the eye, maintaining its shape and providing additional support. At the back of the eye, the retina functions as the primary sensory layer responsible for converting light into electrical signals. It contains millions of specialized photoreceptor cells, known as rods and cones. Rods are highly sensitive to low light and allow for night vision, while cones detect color and provide sharp central vision. The macula, a small but crucial area of the retina, is responsible for high-resolution vision and is essential for activities such as reading and recognizing faces. Once light is processed by the retina, signals travel through the optic nerve to the brain, where the visual cortex interprets them as recognizable images. The optic nerve is a critical link between the eye and the brain, and any damage to it can result in partial or complete vision loss. The complex interactions between these anatomical components enable humans to experience the world in rich detail, making the eye one of the most remarkable structures in the human body. Understanding its anatomy provides valuable insight into how vision works and underscores the importance of protecting eye health. Key structures and their functions. The human eye is composed of several key structures that work together to capture, focus, and transmit light to the brain. Each of these structures plays a vital role in the complex process of vision, ensuring that individuals can perceive their surroundings with clarity. Understanding the functions of these components provides valuable insight into how vision operates and how certain conditions can affect eyesight. The cornea is the transparent, dome-shaped outer layer of the eye that serves as the primary refractive surface. It bends incoming light toward the lens, helping to focus images onto the retina. Because the cornea lacks blood vessels, it relies on tears in the aqueous humor for oxygen and nutrients. Any irregularities in its shape can lead to refractive errors such as astigmatism, causing blurred or distorted vision. The iris and pupil regulate the amount of light entering the eye. The iris, the colored part of the eye, is composed of muscle fibers that control pupil size. In bright conditions, the iris constricts the pupil to limit light intake, while in low light, it dilates the pupil to allow